This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Higher supplies of meat will continue to pressure consumer prices lower, that according to a forecast by USDA. The USDA Economic Research Service Food Price Outlook predicts beef and veal prices to decrease 1-2% in 2017, but increase the same amount in 2018. That's because in August, the U.S. cattle herd was at its highest level since 2008. Lower beef prices, adding pressure to lower pork prices, along with an anticipated 4.9% increase in pork production this year. Large pork supplies are expected to change retail prices in a range of 0.5% lower to 0.5% higher in 2017, but increase by 1.5-2.5% next year. Meanwhile, prices of poultry rose 0.02% from July to August and 1% higher than last year. Now, despite higher broiler production, many broilers have low weights, which along with large bird demand of higher prices has contributed to the higher retail poultry prices. A study sponsored by seven agriculture groups and released by Farm Policy Facts calls a plan by the Heritage Foundation misleading. Brandon Willis, former Risk Management Agency Administrator, USDA, crafted the study, How the Heritage Foundation's U.S. Farm Policy Proposals Will Put America Last. The Heritage Foundation released a blueprint earlier in the year of the 2018 Farm Bill and claims it's time to change farm policy. The blueprint would eliminate revenue-based crop insurance and renewable fuel standard, eliminate the Waters of the U.S. rule, and eliminate bioenergy programs. Willis writes the Farm Policy Facts study that the Heritage Foundation assumes farmers are in a good position economically, but adds the foundation cherry-picked the data and used flawless methodology to exaggerate the financial condition of actual farmers and ranchers. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Swiss agribusiness giant Syngenta has agreed to settle tens of thousands of U.S. lawsuits by farmers over the company's rollout of a genetically engineered corn seed variety before China approved it for imports. The lawsuits allege that Syngenta's move wrecked China as a market for U.S. corn and resulted in price drops that hurt all corn producers. Syngenta argued it was larger market forces, not China's rejection of the corn seed, that drove the corn prices down. Mays, Kansas police are asking for the public's help as they continue searching for a woman who's been missing for more than 4 months. Police say that 30-year-old Kendra Nystrom was last seen on May 4th when she left her parents' house with her dog, a black and white Chihuahua. She left on foot and she left all her personal belongings behind. She is 5 feet 4 inches tall and weighs between 100 and 120 pounds. She is Caucasian with reddish brown hair and the initials RJ tattooed on her left ring finger. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The U.S. Commerce Department says that Canada unfairly subsidized Montreal-based aircraft manufacturer Bombardier and is calling for nearly a 220% duty to be slapped on every Bombardier C-Series plane imported into the United States. The decision is a victory for Chicago-based aviation giant Boeing, which said Bombardier used the subsidies to sell its C-Series jets at artificially low prices. Commerce Secretary Wilbert Ross says the U.S. values its relationships with Canada, but even the closest allies of the U.S. must play by the rules. A former Chapman basketball coach has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison on two counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Mark Snyder of Abilene, who was sentenced on Friday, will be on lifetime supervision after release from prison. Snyder was the basketball and track coach for the Chapman School District. He was arrested last year. I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A woman has been ordered to repay nearly $181,000 that she stole from Cherry County while working as a deputy county clerk. A judge released the ruling in a lawsuit filed last year by the county and its insurer against Monica Bristow. She was arrested in July 2015 and later pled guilty. She finished serving her prison sentence in January. Police say a former Omaha gymnastics coach accused of secretly recording a 14-year-old girl as she changed clothes was caught on the video setting up the camera before the girl entered the room. An Omaha officer testified Monday that 28-year-old James Fogg recorded the girl earlier this year in an Omaha gym where he worked. Volunteers are needed for Chadron State Park's second annual Bio Blitz on Friday and Saturday. The volunteers become citizen scientists and work with biologists to record all the plants and animals they can find in certain areas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A request from the Chamber of Commerce was approved using Broadway for Black Squirrel Night activities planned Friday, October 27. A change is planned in organization of a children's costume contest with judging near the Pony Express statue first, then followed by a short parade of a stage where winners will be recognized near United Bank and Trust. An ordinance previously discussed allowing two of the seven members of the Kester House Museum Advisory Board be filled by non-Marysville residents was approved. And a resolution to add a stop sign at the northeast corner of 8th Street and Jayhawk Road was passed on a 5-2 vote. Authority was given to proceed with the Grant Match construction project, adding crosswalk traffic controls near the junior-senior high. USD 364 is also participating in funding that project. It was reported that the site plan for a new Sunflower Credit building in the South 400 block of Broadway was approved by Zoning and Planning. as well as a proposed 25-by-30-foot expansion at Valley Vet Supply. The committee also made recommendations to the draft establishing guidelines for placement of intermodal storage containers. Those recommendations were taken up again by the council and sent back to zoning and planning for reconsideration. Work is to begin in October on milling and overlay of U.S. 36 Highway, with work to be completed by November 1st. Paving work continues on the apron at the Marysville Municipal Airport. An option to repaint the large Marysville logo near the terminal building was rejected at a cost of $5,500. A recognition ceremony is planned October 4th at City Hall at 6 p.m., with a plaque to be unveiled for Jack Butler, who died while serving as a Marysville fireman some 26 years ago. He suffered a heart attack while assisting on a rural fire. Marysville High School will again compete its Class 4A in sports beginning next cycle. With an enrollment of 265, MHS will be the lowest enrollment of 64 schools in that classification, with top enrollment of 791 students. Marysville had dropped to 3A in recent years, maintaining affiliation with 4A schools in the North Central Kansas League. Washington County and Troy from the Twin Valley League will drop from 2A to 1A. Washington County with 90 students will be near the top enrollment of 92 in Class 1A schools. The classifications are evaluated every other year based on September 20th enrollment figures for students 9th through 12th grade. National Commander Denise Rohan of Wisconsin was a guest at the Marysville American Legion Wednesday morning as part of an 18-post tour in Kansas. Barbara Jane Welch, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Barbara Welch.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low pressure system is finally off towards the east, and we have a high pressure system that is building across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us dry weather, sunny skies throughout the rest of the day, all the way through, it looks like, the start of the weekend. We do have another system that will move through, bringing us some rain showers as we head towards Sunday night into the early parts of next week, and we're definitely feeling nice, cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, lower 70s, winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, upper 40s, winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 75. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 50. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 52. And Saturday, partly sunny at 74. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature late September 76, record high on this date 96 in 1990. The average low 52 and the record low 32 in 1975. Sunset this evening 7:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:16.
If you have an autumn birthday, you may have hit the longevity jackpot. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Daddy, there's a monster under my bed.
Oh, sweetie, there can't be a monster under your bed. We have Front Point.
Front Point?
Yeah, it's the thing on Daddy's phone that protects our home.
Your phone can protect us?
With Front Point, it can. And in addition to protecting your home and family from monsters of all types, Front Point Security also lets you control your lights, locks, and thermostat from your smartphone. So now, everyone who has a smartphone can have a smart home, too. No matter where you are, you can see and control what's happening at home. You can even talk to visitors at your door and keep an eye on your kids. To learn how Front Point lets you do all this right from your phone, just text the keyword NEED44 to 642-642 on your smartphone.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Sleep well, knowing your home is protected by Front Point and your smartphone. To learn how, text NEED44 to 642-642. That's NEED44 to 642-642.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 27th, the 270th day of the year. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow has a birthday, and NBC's Tonight Show debuted on this night in 1954. Here's some fascinating news about longevity and your date of birth. Recent studies have found that a disproportionate number of people who live to be 100 were born in September, October, or November. No one is sure why. Some blame vitamin deficiencies during pregnancy. 100 years ago, fresh fruits and vegetables were hard to come by during the winter months. And another theory makes a connection between longevity and infant seasonal infections. A century ago, mortality was rapidly decreasing for infectious diseases, but most rapidly for summer infections. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for the free newsletter at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Jason Vargas tied for the Major League lead with his 18th victory, lifting the Kansas City Royals over the struggling Detroit Tigers 2-1 last night. Vargas went six innings to match Cleveland's Corey Kluber and the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw for the most wins in the majors. He gave up a run and five hits, including ground ball double plays in the second, fourth, and fifth innings. In his first two starts against Detroit, Vargas was 0-2 while allowing 13 runs, including four home runs in 4 2/3 innings. Vargas had Tommy John surgery in 2015 and only made three starts last year, but he's now the first Royals pitcher to win 18 games since Kevin Apier in 1993. The Tigers have lost eight straight and dropped to 4-21 in September. Anibal Sanchez allowed two runs in six innings. Mike Minor got his third save. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Kansas State head coach Bill Snyder and select players met with media yesterday prior to K-State's Big 12 opener against Baylor this Saturday in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The game will kick off at 2:30 and be televised nationally by ESPN2. The Kansas City Chiefs have placed kicker Cairo Santos on injured reserve. KWCH-TV says Kansas City didn't disclose the specific injury, but Santos was hit during a field goal attempt against the Chargers on Sunday. L.A. was charged with a penalty for the hit. The Chiefs signed Harrison Butker from the Carolina Panthers practice squad to take Santos' place on the roster. And federal charges brought in New York against assistant college basketball coaches for bribes and kickbacks could change the landscape of the sport. The initial charges could be just the tip of the iceberg. More programs and coaches could be entangled as the FBI digs deeper, and schools where the arrested coaches previously worked could face scrutiny. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action on Key and EY.
State Bank of Odell admires the Diller Odell High students who study hard and excel in academics like music, drama, the arts, science, and FFA. Today's students can be tomorrow's leaders in areas of innovation. The Diller Odell Scholars make the community proud. From State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision. Welcome home.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too. Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prizes come with friendly service.
This month we celebrate the live oak, a historic specimen planted in 1910 in Dallas, Texas, that has a 140 feet spread. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll recognize this oak by its wide-spreading canopy. The low sweeping branches are often home for Spanish moss. Live oak is long-lived, salt-tolerant, and requires minimal maintenance. Hardy in zone 7, possibly 8 to 10, live oak is native from Virginia, south to Florida, and west to Oklahoma, down to Texas and into Mexico. This majestic tree grows 40 to 80 feet tall and 60 to 100 feet wide. Live oak is used as a specimen and shade tree on large estates, golf courses, and parks. You'll enjoy the tree's beauty and visiting songbirds, quail, turkeys, and squirrels that visit to dine on the acorns. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
The name of this rock is just as odd as it looks, yet it is a rock that puts this place on the map.
We go in search of the unusual and the beautiful on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
Maybe you've heard of geodes before, but you don't know exactly what they are. Mike Shoemake can help.
Geodes are basically a round, spherical-shaped stone that is lined with quartz, calcite, or another mineral.
And here in the area where the borders of Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri meet, they can be quite prevalent.
This type of geode, there's only a few places in the world where they are found. No one really knows exactly how they form, but the one way we do know is that they were soft-bodied animals that lived in the ocean, died, went down, got buried, rotted away, and left a hollow spot. It would start depositing the minerals.
And as Mike explains, a lot of the rocks around these parts are this special type of rock.
Basically, any round rock in this part of the country is a geode. Some are hollow, some are heavier than heck.
And the heavy ones don't have anything in them, or they have a lot in them?
Actually, they're full of crystal, but it's just the idea that they're solid, and everybody wants a nice cavity with the crystal sticking out in there, and to most people, it's more beautiful.
People have known about geodes for a long time, and they can now be found throughout the world.
Around the turn of the century, they had trains parked over in Hamilton. They would have people bring in geodes and dump them in rail cars, and then they would export them.
And you, too, can find a geode here. More of that story next time as we travel the countryside. In Keokuk, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Some of the trees in my area have big silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut.
Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there, and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Would it kill you to get a regular physical exam? Would it help to know that not getting an exam might kill you? Stay tuned for the Farm Journal Report.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
If you caught yesterday's show, you heard about the Centers for Disease Control report showing higher mortality rates for cancer for rural residents versus urbans. Seems we rurals are not doing so good with preventive care. Carolyn Sheridan is clinical director for the Iowa-based AgriSafe Network.
The CDC article did certainly identify some strategies. And if we look at those strategies about promoting healthy behaviors, increased cancer screenings, participate at different state levels, it's certainly something that we all can do.
Cancer does not have to be a death sentence just because you live in a rural community. Sheridan says the CDC report is sobering, but it's good to know.
It's a wake-up call for healthcare providers as well. And we need to take a good hard look at this and say, what can we do to improve health and safety, of course, for the rural population if we happen to be missing the mark? So getting good information and research out to us is helpful as well as we move forward in finding ways to work with this population.
Sheridan says money is sometimes an issue in seeking preventive care. But she adds many insurance plans include wellness exams in their coverage at no cost to the policyholder. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. now has a tentative timeline to complete the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. The Trump administration notified Congress on Friday evening of expected changes to trade remedy law as a result of the ongoing trade talks. Notification is required at least 180 days before trade agreements are signed under the Trade Promotion Authority law. The House Ways and Means Committee confirmed it received the notification. And Trade Promotion Authority also requires the administration to give Congress another notification 90 days before signing the agreement and to publish the text of the PAC 60 days before signing. That timeline puts March 22nd as the first day a new NAFTA could be signed, but to have to deal ready to be signed, U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer would have to reach a deal in December, then publish the text by January. South Korea holding a second round of talks with the U.S. next month. The meeting comes as the administration wants to either renegotiate a free trade agreement between the two or withdraw from the agreement. South Korean news agency reporting the meeting will take place October 4th, but the two sides yet to decide the specific agenda or who the delegations will be. Last week, a top trade negotiator for Korea and the U.S. met in D.C. to discuss ways to move forward with the U.S.-Korean Free Trade Agreement, known as CORUS. Washington, seeking to amend the five-year-old deal to address the country's growing deficit with South Korea. Korea previously declined to engage with the U.S. in talks to address CORUS, as Korea, the fifth-largest U.S. agricultural export market. And the World Trade Organization has created a dispute panel to investigate U.S. complaints regarding import quotas by China. The panel came at the request of the U.S. regarding quotas on wheat, rice, and corn. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The two-sided volatile day continues in corn here on Wednesday. December corn now up one at 353 and a quarter. March is up three quarters of a cent at 366. We have really seen some movement. Both sides have unchanged on corn all through the day today. December Kansas City wheat is up six and three quarters at 459. March up six and a quarter at 476.
and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets seem to be doing reasonably well today. And soybeans have been back and forth a little bit. Currently on the upside again. November beans up 2 1/4 at 965 and three quarters. January beans up 2 1/4 at 976 and a quarter. The later months are all up by similar amounts. October soybean meal 50 cents higher at 309.30. December's up 60 cents at 313.70. And we look at soy oil. We're seeing some issues there. October bean oil is down 17 at 33.06. December down 18 at 33.28. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. The beans themselves doing well. Corn and wheat are coming along for a bit of a rally also. October live cattle up 12 at 108.40. December up 140 at 114.85. The remaining months are all up by over a dollar. We're seeing some good plus signs for feeders. September feeders up 185 at 152.42. October up 215 at 152.80. Later months are all in the green as well. Hogs have done the same thing as corn, basically been flopped back and forth. Both sides have unchanged. Currently mixed numbers in the hogs. October down 12 at 55.12, while December is up 132 at 59.42. So a lot of movement in some of our futures markets here on Wednesday. December cotton is up 20 points at 68.95. March is up 20 points at 68.09. So been a good day so far for cotton. Crude oil is up. November crude is up 23 cents at 52.11. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson here with a question. What is going on in Brazil? We'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I have a good friend who's involved in analyzing agricultural markets in Brazil. He's married to a Brazilian lady and spends time in that country two or three times a year. So I recently talked to him and said, "What is going on?" He said, "I think we have a group of crooks right now involved in government and business in Brazil." Here is the latest. You may or may not know that JBS is the world's largest meat company. And the federal police this past week, formally asked prosecutors to bring charges against brothers Wesley and Josely Batista, the owners of meatpacker JBS. The Batista brothers saved as much as $44 million through allegedly illegal market dealings in May. The insider trading took place before the brothers signed a plea bargain deal with federal prosecutors in which they admitted to paying bribes to over 1,800 politicians in recent years to advance their own business interests. As a matter of fact, the president of Brazil has been hit with three corruption charges based on the testimony of the Batistas and other executives. Under Brazilian law, a president can only be tried for a crime before the Supreme Court. And only if two-thirds of the lower house of Congress votes to allow the court to take up the case. So in early August, lawmakers blocked the first of the three charges the president faced for allegedly taking bribes. But my friend says the government is filled with, as he said, crooks in Brazil that take advantage of every opportunity to put money in their pocket. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this latest case. Back with the final word after this message.
Look to the Farmers Cooperative when you need lubricants that meet and exceed your equipment requirements. Plus, they offer the best brands in the business. Check out their oil testing program for extended drain intervals in your operation. And take advantage of their diesel exhaust fluid special. Just $14.95 for a 5-gallon case or $95 for a 55-gallon drum. Visit your local Farmers Cooperative branch today.
Investing in our owner's success.
On September 13th, police arrested Wesley Batista and also issued an arrest warrant for his younger brother for suspected insider trading. What happens to the president in the situation in Brazil? Still up in the air. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Research Scientist Don Kyle to discuss the local research focus and innovations leading to the introduction of Pioneer Brand A-Series soybeans.
The area that I represent is Illinois and Indiana, and the A-Series soybean performance in that area is very good, and they bring really good high yield potential along with some good stress tolerance and disease tolerances that just give our growers in this eastern part of the market a stable disease tolerance that brings them a nice high yield potential at the end of the year. AYT 4.0 stands for Accelerated Yield Technology. What it allows us to do today is select for yield and disease and abiotic stress tolerance in a place where maybe we couldn't select for before, and bring selection pressure into our populations to select for both yield and stability at the same time. And that's given us a really good opportunity to increase the rate of genetic gain. So our results for our A-Series on-farm trials last year were very exciting at the end of the season, and we saw a 2.3 bushel yield advantage over our leading competitors in those trials in 2016. We've noticed with this A-Series class of soybeans that over the last couple of years we've seen this step change in yield come up through our research testings.
How did DuPont Pioneer achieve such a step change in yield potential with Pioneer Brand A-Series soybeans?
Well, we have the largest private collection of soybean genetics, and by using an elite breeding technology that we've termed AYT 4.0, we've married together all the phenotypic and genotypic information we can learn about our breeding material and use that to double the rate of genetic gain and select for these high-yielding soybean varieties that we're launching in the A-Series. Since 2011, we've increased our network of soybean research centers by 30%, and that's given us the ability to put a lot more testing out there, and also, you know, our impact testing, where we can take our latest generation material and go right on farm to make that final selection for what we take to the customer the next year. If you envision a breeding program that's basically just like a funnel, and at the top we have as much genetic diversity and variation that we can create, and then we have to sort through that over a number of years and through environments to get to the bottom, which is that product that comes out in our new A-Series soybeans. And the wider we can make that funnel and the better material we can put into that funnel, the better the outcome at the bottom. And that's what these new breeding technologies and new research centers have allowed us to do, expand the funnel and make sure that we use our proprietary breeding system to find the best material as fast as possible to continue down through that funnel. So to get your A-Series soybeans, contact your local Pioneer sales professional and learn more about our Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans and how they can be incorporated into your 2018 soybean acres.
Thanks, Don. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth wants to be sure we hire here first. We've developed a great job site covering education, ag, retail, manufacturing, construction, the medical profession, managerial, and professional jobs. Let's get the news out that Marshall County is hiring. See for yourself at choosemarshallcountyks.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA's Risk Management Agency performs a federal crop insurance portfolio analysis from time to time. They did one just recently, and they say that that can determine future insurance products and expand coverage for particular crops. Leanne Nelson of USDA's Risk Management Agency explains.
That's exactly why we did the portfolio analysis. If you look towards the end of the paper, it talks about what we call low-hanging fruit. This is where we've looked at market penetration and we've seen where we are. And so then we look at what's the potential for growth. And that potential on those crops that maybe aren't covered as much is exactly what we are interested in. That helps us to look at areas where we can make improvements in the risk management safety net, where we can work with stakeholders to see what they need, to talk to them about the risk that they're facing with their commodities, and to move forward with some more research to see if we need to expand existing products. It allows us to go out and have conversations with the stakeholders to learn more about their procedures and how they're growing these commodities, what their ag practices are. We will look at the existing policies to see if they are applicable and would be effective for those commodities in those additional states. And we would look to see where the commodity is being grown so we can identify counties where we might need those products to be expanded.
The USDA says that in 2016, crop insurance protected nearly $101 billion of crops, $533 million of livestock. Corn, soybeans, and wheat topped the list of insured commodities in 2015 and 2016. Interestingly, corn and soybeans together represented about 60% of the total liabilities in 2016. In addition, almonds had slightly more liability in the program than cotton in 2016. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pull tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairievan.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.